USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a joint news conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Of course, the topic of discussion mainly was North Korea and the upcoming summit.
We have a list of over 300 massive, in some cases, sanctions to put on North Korea, and I've decided to hold that until we can make a deal, because I really believe there's a potential to make a deal, and I just don't think it's nice going in under those circumstances.
Always a hot topic in Washington, D.C. is immigration. Congressman Mark Meadows talks about some of the recent discussions being had.
We had good discussions on how you take a DACA population and make sure that they don't have to face deportation. Ultimately, how do they get a bridge into a legal immigration system?
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, is it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Another legal setback for the Trump administration's efforts to crack down on sanctuary cities. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Another federal judge rules against the Trump administration's efforts to withhold law enforcement grants from sanctuary cities. This time it was the city of Philadelphia, arguing in its case that it was a violation of the law to withhold those grants because of local policy towards cooperating with immigration authorities. On Wednesday, a federal judge ruled withholding those grants would cause irreparable damage to local law enforcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As President Trump prepares for the summit next week with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, what is being done to prepare and what can we expect from the president? Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says President Trump is the man for this job.
Well, Donald Trump is doing what he does best, and that's keeping everybody off balance, making them wonder what is the next move. But ultimately, the goal is to make sure that they're ready to come to the table.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
With the recent data breaches at Facebook, many people are wondering what sort of role the government plays in regulating social media companies such as Facebook and Twitter. Roger McNamee was an early investor in Facebook. He says he wasn't too impressed with Zuckerberg's answer when it came to some of the latest accusations.
I do not find their response even remotely comforting, because Their practice has been deny, 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 and then only admit to the bare minimum when they're forced to. And the situation here is they weren't paying attention. They have no idea what these guys did, and they had years to mess with this data.
McNamee also has a chilling prediction moving forward.
We're nowhere near the end, unfortunately. The company had this motto for years called move fast and break things. The notion was don't let anything get in the way of growth. The reality is it was really move fast, break things, apologize, and then move on as though nothing has happened. And that's really where Mark is now. He's apologizing because every rock we turn over has another scandal hidden underneath it. And this one in China, we don't know exactly how bad it is. What we know, though, is that Facebook was not monitoring these companies. And if the Defense Department is telling us they won't buy Huawei products because they're afraid of bugging and hacking, I think we have to be concerned that Huawei, with 10 years or whatever of control of Facebook user accounts, is going to have had the opportunity to download all that data.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.